This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to end the program today pretty much right where we started it, jobs. As Mitchell was telling us, we are adding fewer of them every month, even as Congress can't decide whether to pass more relief or not. One of the reasons that Republicans are saying no is that they have started to worry again as a Democratic administration takes over that the government should be spending less money, a topic we have talked about a lot lately. Austerity, government belt tightening, and the risks of doing that during economic times like these. So on the theory that art sometimes offers more lessons than science, a poem now about austerity inside one company and what it meant for one person.
My name is Fred Joyner, and I am a poet and an information technology professional in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And the poem I'm going to read is Austerity. If it were only that simple, but the cut always leaves someone on the block unwanted, unworked. What language fills the bottomless gut, the flesh that sells, cut away from the bone of debt? The language of cutting, a subtle lexicon, always sounds kinder, gentler than the trill blade of an economy's math. Soft sayings like human scale, like right sizing, like achieving efficiencies. Hide the blade. Hide the murder that pen and protocol make. Masked. So I started working on this poem in 2013 when I was laid off. I was pulled into a meeting. I was working for a nonprofit in DC, a large nonprofit. And it was all this kind of soft language, like achieving efficiencies and right-sizing the organization for our mission and all of this kind of thing. That's how it landed for me. And that's kind of how it hit me as a word in our lexicon. I think that I've been trying to write poems my entire life. Around college, I think, is when I started to really understand the power of words. But getting laid off definitely played a role in my choice to pursue more fully my passion as a poet and in the arts. At the time, my girlfriend and now my wife, you know, she encouraged me. She said, look, just do it. Like, go to graduate school and get your MFA. It's something you've always wanted to do. Just do it. We'll figure out the rest. It took me getting laid off for me to just really say, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I'm the poet laureate of this town that I live in called Carrboro, North Carolina. And I still write poems and publish and still do readings. And so it's really an honor to serve in that capacity.
Fred Joyner, getting by in Carrboro, North Carolina.